USA Radio News.
The Secretary of State said the Biden administration has made a substantial offer to Russia to facilitate the release of WNBA star Brittney Griner and corporate executive Paul Whelan.
We put a substantial proposal on the table weeks ago to facilitate their release. I can't and won't get into any of the details of what we proposed to the Russians over the course of so many weeks now. The president is prepared to make tough decisions if it means the safe return of Americans.
Blinken stated that it will be the first time he has spoken with his Russian counterpart since the war in Ukraine erupted in February. Nearly 800,000 doses of the monkeypox vaccine will soon be available for distribution. That's according to U.S. health regulators. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Two former Minneapolis police officers who were found guilty on federal charges of violating the civil rights of George Floyd was sentenced to prison. A judge sentenced one to 3 years and another to 3 years and a half for their role in Floyd's 2020 death. Alabama will be carrying out an execution.
Alabama remains on schedule to carry out the execution of a death row inmate Thursday night. Joe James Jr. is set to be put to death by lethal injection. This comes after a federal judge turned down a request for a stay of execution last week. James was convicted of shooting to death his former girlfriend, Faith Hall, back in 1994. The victim's family is asking he not be executed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The owner of an underwater oil pipeline that spilled about 25,000 gallons of crud into the ocean off Southern California last year will pay nearly $1 million in cleanup costs. Investigators believe the San Pedro Bay pipeline that spilled the crud from offshore oil platforms to the coast was weakened when a cargo ship's anchor snagged it in high winds in January 2021. That's months before it ultimately ruptured on October 1st. The money will also go to the county agency and reimburse the county for legal costs and the hiring of contractors and environmental consultants. All flavors of magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution have been recalled after reports of, quote, serious adverse reactions to the product. It is sold at CVS, Kroger, Rite Aid, Walgreens, and Walmart under a variety of generic brand names, usually in 10-ounce packages. Customers who possess the product should stop using it and return any remaining product to the place of purchase, the Food and Drug Administration has stated. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.